Today on My Fix It Up Life,
we're talking easy fall decor with DIY tips and inspirations to fancy up the house.
Sarah Peterson, editor-in-chief of HGTV Magazine, puts us inside the pages and behind the scenes to dish fast, affordable spruce ups that can deliver a dynamite new look.
Kelly Edwards, super designer and author of the design cookbook Recipes for a Stylish Home, cooks up cool ways to kick it with color and tunes us in on ways to get every house and budget ready for the season.
The leaves are dancing in the trees. The colors are colossal. It's time to design.
Right now on My Fix It Up Life. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And the colors, they're popping.
They're popping everywhere. It's fall decor time, my favorite time of year to do crafty projects and decorations, because the kickoff for me is Jack's birthday. His birthday is the beginning of October, so I get to go crazy. Well, I guess you indulge my craziness.
For his birthday
and to do
and celebration.
A ridiculous theme. This year we did a carnival for all of the kids. It was crazy. We had like 22 little people here and then older kids and all their parents. It was a huge carnival celebration.
And I have to point out that its likeness to these now popular mud runs like Rebel Race and Tough Mudder and all these things, I swear it was just like it.
It was like Tough Mudder?
Like, yeah, you all the kids lined up. They went through the course with the obstacles. They had to do something. They got the reward, and then they got to party after.
Yes, we had five different activities that they had to do. And once everybody completed all the activities, they could have ice cream and cake. So what's better than that? That's good motivation for little 4- and 5-year-olds.
It is. It's awesome. And I love being outside this time of year, too. Chrysanthemums are out there. Cabbage and kale getting put in the ground. I love this sort of beginning, moving towards Thanksgiving, moving towards winter, but keeping the color alive.
Well, and the really cool thing about this time of year is that I go crazy with making wreaths. I love Halloween and Thanksgiving, and it gives me such a huge opportunity to play with all different kinds of colors and textures and decorate our front door. You know, I do it more in the fall than I do any other time of year, and I love it. And I'm so excited we're talking to two experts, design experts today on our show about Halloween and Thanksgiving. We're talking with the editor-in-chief of HGTV Magazine, Sarah Peterson, and she is going to be walking us through the pages of her magazine and all of the inspirations, you know, the no-carve pumpkin ideas for Halloween and all kinds of cool things, how to decorate your house for the fall season.
And yes, and fun, easy fix-ups that you can do, too.
And then we're going to be talking with Kelly Edwards, and we're going to talk with her about Thanksgiving. It's a little early in the year for Thanksgiving, but I want everyone to get, you know, a big jump on it. Start thinking about all those little quick fixes that you can do in your house to get ready for company, because the company, they are coming, and we have to be ready for them.
We do, and we have to be ready for a break that we're going to jump into, so stay with us. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
In the parking lot, I'll be there around 9 o'clock. Timing couldn't have been much better. Looking for a place to go, somewhere I could just lay low, brave the storm and wait for better weather.
Rebuilding to Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And I, your husband, Mark.
Yes.
Have a confession.
What?
I read magazines from the back. I love opening a new magazine. It's one of my pleasures. I like doing that. I like drinking out of an open coffee mug in my truck.
You know, I like the beginning of a magazine, though. I like the sort of, they're like the little tidbits at the beginning of the magazine, like the one page thing. And I like to enjoy that. And then I like to look at the back page and then read the feature article.
That is circuitous.
It's kind of like eating an Oreo cookie, like eating the like outside and then eating the middle.
It's kind of like eating an orange but only peeling some of the rind off.
I guess.
Good thing we have an authority on magazines here with us. Sarah from HGTV Magazine, are you still with us?
Hello, I'm still here.
We are excited to talk to you. And first of all, I want to know, how do you read a magazine?
I was just listening to you guys. I'm with Teresa. I start either at the front, the very front, or the back, and I read those two first because that's all the little juicy tidbits, and then I kind of go in the middle. Dive into the bigger stuff. But, you know, at HGTV Magazine, we're all about the little ideas throughout the magazine. So you could skip and dip in and dip out at any page.
That's how I swim.
Skip and dip out?
Skip and dip. I swim so fast.
Skip and dip. We love to skip and dip. We call our magazine very dippable. You know, you can dip in, dip out. It's very easy to dip in, dip out.
Well, I like that. And I like that about your magazine, too. There's so many ideas in there. And we're getting ready for all of the stuff this fall, all of the parties, family coming over, Thanksgiving.
Right. We're getting ready. We're getting our houses ready.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how is HGTV Magazine going to make my life easier?
Oh, we're going to try very hard. We love fall decorating, but of course we love the easy DIY kind of ideas. So we're thinking, we think a lot about color, too. So we always think about, like, what are the colors that we want to show off and the easy makeovers we want to do in the fall? And we're really into the colors we're into now are the deep teals and the spicy oranges and persimmon colors, those really warm tones throughout your house. And I love to talk about easy swaps around the house. So we have a story, for example, in our October issue that is all about switching up the pillows, just the pillows on your sofa. You could have four seasons of pillows. Do you guys like that idea? Four seasons of pillows?
I love pillows, especially if, like, you can, you know, like, there are pillow covers, so then it's easy to store, too.
Yeah, see, I think everybody should have a pillow closet. And I live in an apartment, so I don't have a lot of closet space, but I do have a lot of pillows because they're just the easiest makeover ever. But I don't have a lot of pillow inserts. I just have the pillow covers. That just makes it easier to flop them around and switch them around and move them to different rooms. And I take my bed pillows, put them on my couch, take my couch pillows, put them on my bed. You know, you should have pillows that can have access to everywhere in your house.
Your house sounds like the coziest place ever.
Well, in the winter, I like it. Fall and winter, you know, switching up pillows, switching up your bedding, just adding throws and different pillows and different textures is fun. And also, you could have a little swap-a-roni with your rugs, you know, like just swapping out little area rugs. Or I know I have a sisal rug in my dining room. And then I'll just pull it up and put my wool rug down in the winter and fall months. Just makes it a little cozier.
And, you know, and changing color like that, changing just a little bit of texture completely can change your perspective on your space, too.
Yeah, I love, like, a velvet. The texture is like a velvet. What else? I have some, I mean, if you're really splurging, you can go with some mohair or cashmere. Even just, like, extra fluffy pillows. Here's a little trick that we love to talk about because we are obsessed with pillows of the magazine. But you can get the inserts a little bit bigger than your pillow cover size. So let's say you buy a pillow cover that's 16 inches square. Well, I say buy an insert that's 18 inches square and then stuff it in there and it gets really thick and plush.
You know, that's a really good tip because oftentimes those inserts, because you use them so much and then the covers you don't use as much, they can get like...
They get a little down.
Yeah.
They get a little flat. Yeah.
Yes, and that kind of really is a turnoff for me. I know, Mark.
Well, you always think you have to match it up. Like, well, this pillow is 16 inches. I have to find the insert that's 16. But you don't. You can go a little bigger.
Well, that
a little fatter.
That is comforting news to my head because one of the reasons they get all smushed around here is the amount of naps I take, particularly during football season.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
A little sofa time in the fall. Never hurt anybody.
As much as I love to say that I'm awake all day on Sunday gathering in the game and gathering up the leaves of the season, I sometimes fall asleep.
Well, and the other thing you talked about is teal and coral. So, like, oranges and, like, deep...
Oranges are still really big. We love to call it all different names, like persimmon, orange, even warm coral could be nice, or pumpkin spice.
But
I'm trying to think of all the fun colors for orange I can think of, which makes me think about pumpkins. Can we talk about pumpkins?
I love pumpkins. I love pumpkins so much. We eat them. We decorate them.
How do you like to eat them? Do you make them as a vegetable?
Yes, we do.
You roast it?
Yeah, cut them up. You can eat the seeds, of course. A lot of people do that. But, you know, also cutting them up or stuffing them and putting other vegetables inside and baking them in the oven. Like, pumpkins are so delicious. I mean, it's absolutely, and it's so good for you, too. And it always makes me sad when they're not available anymore, when they go out of season.
Yeah, I know. I was so happy when I was walking home the other day and I saw a little flower stand with all the little baby pumpkins out. It makes me so happy to see that. That's the true sign it's fall, right, when you see pumpkins in the stores.
Oh, yeah.
And the farmers markets.
So talk to us about decorating with pumpkins. What are we going to be seeing in the magazine?
We did this really fun story with pumpkins where we did no carving. We just decorated our pumpkins with the HGTV stars. So we asked a bunch of HGTV designers, you know, how would you decorate your pumpkin? And they used paint. They decoupaged some pumpkins with paper and fabric. One of my favorite ideas is pumpkins with googly eyes glued all over them. I'm a big fan of googly eyes. Googly eyes makes everything more fun. Yes. And then another idea, we painted pumpkins black, just regular black paint, and then stuck glittery star, silver and gold star stickers all over it. So easy ideas. No knives required. Kids can do it. And, you know, if you don't cut up your pumpkins, they last a lot longer. So that's fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love
Do you like
that,
those ideas?
I love that reinvention of what we all sort of show up with is the arsenal of tools to carve through your pumpkin. And you don't have to because it's hard, especially for
it is hard.
To carve through a pumpkin.
Yeah, and these ideas are great for kids and toddlers. We have a 4-year-old and... you know, to be able to get him involved and putting stickers and painting or just like whatever.
That's in his 4-year-old wheelhouse.
That is in his wheelhouse, and it's in my wheelhouse to not be freaking out that, you know, he's around carving.
No, and a pumpkin is hard to cut. I mean, you really got to put your back into it. You got to put some muscle into that. Kids get bored because they can't do it. Soon, you know, you're standing in the kitchen with your pumpkin guts in your hand and your kids are in the other room watching TV. You're like, what happened here? This is not fun. How about this idea? We painted one pumpkin white and then we used puff paint on it. You know, like puffy paint from the craft store.
Oh,
I bet your son could do that. That would be fun.
That is such a really good idea too.
Yeah, puff paint sticks to pumpkins.
Puff paint sticks to pumpkins.
That sounds like a slogan to a movie.
It's kind of hard to say. Say it five times fast.
Yeah, that might just be coming out at Halloween.
Well, you know, that is really neat. And, you know, there are so many cool ideas. And everybody listening, you have to go and check out HGTV Magazine, because if you haven't already, I don't know where you're living, but it's an extremely popular magazine. All of awesome ideas you can do for not a lot of money and not a lot of time either.
Right, quick and easy.
You can check them out on Twitter at HGTV Mag. And you can follow Sarah at HGTV Mag, Sarah, S-A-R-A. And we're going to scare ourselves into a break. We'll be right back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonton.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonton.com for all the answers to your window questions.
Spend a long time going nowhere.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa, for whom I am deeply thankful. And I don't say it enough throughout the year.
Really?
Who does? I mean, I'm thankful for you all the time, and I underdo how thankful I am for you. And all the things that you do that you think I don't notice and don't understand because I'm a knuckle-dragon guy.
Aw. Well, I appreciate you too, darling. And I like spending this time together because I think of our radio show is sort of like our little date.
It is our little date time, but it is also Thanksgiving time, and it means tackling turkey.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the holidays here at My Fix It Up Life, and so we have a design expert on the line who has recipes for success for you when you have all the guests coming to your house, and you're looking around your house, and you're like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? They're going to be here in a half an hour, or I only have a half hour to spend this week getting ready for my family. What do I do? Kelly Edwards, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great, and I love the holidays, my favorite time of the year.
Well, it is absolutely one of my favorite times of the year because it gives an excuse to just be creative and do all kinds of things at home that you just don't normally do. There's excuses with parties, and there's excuses because of the season that you can just sort of go crazy. So I want to hear about, you've got 5-minute decorating tips in your book. Lay it out for us. Help us, save us, so that we're ready for our family coming over.
Well, the one place I think you should always focus on is obviously your front door, because that is seriously the first thing that everybody sees. So if you have family coming over and you have 5 minutes to do a couple, you know, get into the nitty-gritty and just get it all kind of decorated, start with your front door, put a big wreath on there, you know, go up in your attic, grab it, that is going to make a big difference. Put like a big red bow around it or something. But you really want to make a statement as soon as your guests come over. And of course, if you have a gorgeous staircase, It may take you a little bit longer than 5 minutes, but when people walk through the door, that too is one of the first things that they see is your staircase. So I always say focus on your front door first, then your staircase, maybe wrap some garland or something around it. It doesn't even have to say Christmas. It could say Thanksgiving. It could say anything, just some greenery, some branches, something to kind of dress it up. That's definitely, for me, number one. Another thing I always say, too, is people love to walk into homes that smell like the holidays. Like, seriously, the holidays for me are a chance to eat myself silly and eat every dessert. And I especially love when I walk into other people's homes and it smells like they've been baking. So I have a trick for you. I did it on the Marie Osmond show. But two things. One is, if you have a chance to, like, grab, like, pine cones that smell amazing or light some great candles, do that. That's imperative whenever, like, guests come over. But one way to trick your guests and make them think that you've been baking all day is you take a coffee mug, like, pick an old one. Don't pick a new one. Put a couple drops of vanilla in it and then stick it in your oven for, like, 20 minutes. It's kind of an old realtor's trick, and your home within 10 minutes will smell like you've been baking freshly baked cookies. It's amazing. And your house will smell like the holidays.
I am going to do that every day of the year.
Yeah.
No joke. I love that trick.
Where's the nearest oven? So you said put a vanilla ice cream cone in. Okay, got it.
Exactly. No, all you need is a little bit of that vanilla, that you bake with, and just grab an old coffee mug, put a couple tablespoons in there. I actually like to put more. Stick it in your oven 10 minutes later. Your home will smell amazing. And let me tell you, that is the easiest way to make your home smell good for the holidays is simply by putting that in the coffee mug and putting it in the oven. Because if you think about it, not a lot of people like smells. Like my mom gets headaches if she has too many, really pungent smells when she walks into a place. So when she comes over, on the flip side of that, I just put that into the oven, and then it smells awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I want to take it, of course, because Teresa and I are husband and wife, I want to take it in a totally other direction, which you bring up in the design cookbook, which is design like a celebrity. That's what I want. I want to design like I'm Brad Pitt, even though I'm not.
Well, okay, so in my book, honestly, Designing Like a Celebrity, and it's also a combination of 5-minute decorating, is really a couple things is lighting. I mean, you really need to have fantastic lighting in your space. So even for the holidays when you're entertaining and people are coming over, you want to make sure that you have ambient lighting. So I'm talking about like candles and chandeliers and sconces. I'm not, to be honest, a big fan of overhead can lights. I just feel like they're really sterile, especially when you're having kind of a dinner party. So if you can avoid those, that's the number one thing I always say. One other way to make your home look great is use reflective material. And that's, designing for a celebrity, and that's also 5-minute decorating. And that could be stuff like, use a couple mirrors, grab some mercury glass, which is absolutely gorgeous, to put on your dining table or on your mantle. It's just very reflective, and especially when you have a candle near it, it looks even more festive. So you want to focus on that. And the other thing, too, is great textiles. So this is something with the cold weather coming. You want to have, fur and, all that great, great cozy pillows and, a throw on your sofa. You just want to make things look really comfortable, even like textures, like plaids and, great plaid blankets. I mean, all that stuff really is like designing like a celebrity. It just feels more luxurious because that's really what you want.
Yeah, well, that is just another excuse, Kelly Edwards, for me to get my kilt.
How do you get kilts out of that?
I heard plaid. I went to Braveheart that.
Really? I'm thinking about some kind of old, movie screen actors, that whole glamour with the diamonds and the fur.
She said plaid.
No, I'm thinking about the fur.
Okay.
The fur and all of the reflection, the mirrors and the candles. And I'm thinking romance.
Okay, well, I've got one for you, and I've got one for you, Kelly. True or false, dark colors always make it, and I'm asking you your opinion, I'm not quizzing you, but what's your opinion on this? Dark colors, true or false, always make the room feel small, and you can only use them in big rooms.
False. Totally false. False. That's what everybody thinks. This is the deal. And I have to be honest, I've painted almost all of my bathrooms and every place I've ever lived at a really super dark gray, almost black, because what happens is in a small room when you paint it dark, it blurs the line. So sometimes, you know, with a white room, you can see where, you know, where all the corners are. But with a dark room, you actually can't. So sometimes it actually makes it look bigger. The other thing is I always tell everybody, if you're planning on painting your room a dark color, always get appropriate lighting. Because truly what makes it look so dark is you know, the fact that you don't have great lighting in there. So, you know, if you're going to paint a bathroom, a very tiny powder room dark, you know, get some great sconces. I mean, and it's a matter of really having the appropriate lighting with the appropriate paint color.
I love that you said that, because we are planning to renovate our bathroom, and I've been thinking about going with a color like you described, but I was thinking it was going to be hard to convince my husband.
Are you kidding me? Paint it black right now.
But now,
with black crown molding.
But now that you said that, I don't have, we don't have to do that husband and wife thing going back and forth. Somebody else said it, so thank you, Kelly. You have liberated me in ways you can't even imagine.
And we have to liberate ourselves into a
break.
So check out KellyEdwardsInc.com and follow her on Twitter at KellyEdwardsInc, and follow us, because we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes This is my fix-it-up life.